satisfaction to a mother to see her children take their household duties so seriously. But on the other hand, darling, is it really necessary to wash the same dish 5 times?
Huh? What?
Well, let me put it another way. At the rate you're going, you won't be through in time for breakfast.
Oh, I wasn't even thinking.
Now, I had the feeling you were. Is there anything you'd care to talk about?
No, it's nothing important, Mother.
Jeff, where are the rest of those dishes? Jeff!
Would you mind not rushing me? This is highly skilled work.
Mrs. Irwin, I give you my word, you've got to expect a temperature with chicken pox. I do understand. Every mother with a first child has it feels the same way.
You think I'll make it?
You'd better, or I'll skin you alive.
No, her skin will be fine.
Mrs. Irwin, there's really no need for me to come over.
Women and children, stand back!
Oh, Mother, why don't you smack him? Not while his hands are full.
Just a nitwit. Honestly, you're such a show-off, Jeff.
Huh? Oh, I don't. That was a near one.
Oh, what a revolting little freak. That will do. Now, what ailed you, anyway?
Oh, he makes me sick. I think if I had my way, I'd drown all boys at birth.
Put your father out of business? Without a few males around, there wouldn't be much demand for a pediatrician.
Well, that's very scientific, Mom. I heard something scientific that will interest you, too.
Oh, I doubt that.
Well, no fooling. It's a formula. Guaranteed to get rid of 10 pounds of ugly fat.
How?
Cut off your head. Well, I was only joking.
Well, nobody's laughing. You finish up the dishes. Mary...
Yes, Mrs. Irwin, but don't you see, it...
All right. What brought all this on, hmm?
Oh, he's right. How can anybody like you have an offspring as repulsive as me?
What kind of talk is that?
All right, then. I'll drop over shortly.
Mother, please don't be motherly. I've got about as much sex appeal as a wet mop.
Well, I have to go over and see a couple of children. Nancy Irwin, age 3, and her mother, age 23. What's up?
We have a child who thinks she's repulsive to the opposite sex.
You're not referring to this child.
Mm-hmm. Daddy, don't be funny.
Well, let's get down to cases. Who's the boy?
George Haskell.
Well, I've never heard of him.
Oh, he's real nice, and he plays basketball, and he works in the school library. I go there every day hoping he'll ask me. You know, I've tried everything I can think of, but...
Excuse me. Tried everything you could think of, hoping he'd ask you what?
Well, to the dance, Daddy, the varsity prom.
Oh.
Anybody who isn't asked might as well be dead. I help him all the time with his schoolwork, and, well, he says he's grateful.
Well, honey, I don't think you're flattering his ego very much by doing things for him. Did you ever hear of feminine charm?
No, I've heard of it. I just don't happen to have it.
Well, it's nothing more than building a fellow up. You know, laughing at his jokes. Making him feel superior so that he'll want to do things for you. To get anywhere in this man's world, you've got to learn to be charming.
Oh, but Mother, it's too late. The dance is this Friday.
Well, there'll be other dances.
Oh, Mother, don't say things like that.
What's so earth-shaking about this dance?
Well, it isn't just the dance or the boy. It's a feeling she has to have that she's attractive and desirable.
At her age, I just assumed she wasn't too desirable.
All right, I'll have another talk with her. You go cast your magic spell on Mrs. Irwin.
Wake you?
You know I always sleep with my eyes open.
Mm-hmm.
Honey, you're late.
Yeah. Oh, Mrs. Irwin, I'm all for motherhood, but spare me the child bride. Mild case of chicken pox. She goes crazy till I get there.
Well, I can understand that. Look, I want to tell you about Mary. We've got a plan. We worked it all out. This fellow George probably thinks that she's just a bookworm. That's why he hasn't invited her to the dance.
So?
So, if we can just get him here to the house and get him dancing, that will open his eyes, hmm?
Hold everything. How do you plan to get him here to the house and get him dancing?
Charm.
What you mean is you're setting a trap for the poor kid. You can't do a thing like that.
I can't.
No.
Darling, how do you think I got you?
Till closing time.
Let's go. I sure hope you know what you're doing.
It's Mom's idea. Get him to do things for you, she says. Build him up and laugh at his jokes.
This doesn't work. The joke's on you. You'll have two busted arms.
Yeah.
Aren't you going to leave any for the rest of us?
Oh, I'm doing a term paper on a very broad subject.
Well, it looks like you're going to write the history of the world.
Well, hey, that's funny. That's a kill.
What's funny?
Well, George says it looks like I'm writing a history of the world. Isn't that a wonderful joke?
Oh, yeah, that's a scream. How are you going to get them home?
Golly, I don't know. Could you help me?
Oh, gee, kid, I'm busy.
Oh, well, do you know anybody who'd give me a hand?
I can't think of a soul.
Well, I'll be through in a couple of minutes, and I'll carry him home for you.
Well, I couldn't ask you to do that.
Why not? I owe it to you. You've helped me plan with my homework.
Well, it's a pleasure to help you. You don't owe me a thing.
Oh, well, then...
But I mean, if you insist, if you really think you could manage.
Okay.
Hey, Mom! Here they come!
Thanks, Jeff. Now, you stay in the kitchen.
Okay.
Hello. Oh, my goodness, have you been robbing the library?
Mother, this is George Haskell.
How do you do?
Come on in. George Haskell. Yes, the handsome basketball star who works at the library.
Oh, I work in the library, but I don't know about the rest.
He's modest. I like that. Oh, here, put those books down. You poor thing, they must weigh a ton. Mary, I hope you didn't ask him to carry them.
Oh, no, no, it was my idea.
Well, how very nice of you, but I'm surprised you didn't collapse.
Good brother.
You don't mind a little first aid, do you? I used to be a nurse.
Thank you.
Now, you're certainly muscular, aren't you?
Oh, not so very.
Not so very, he says. Feel that arm. Huh? Well, I guess you have to be muscular to play basketball.
Oh, I'm a pole vaulter on the track team also.
Pole vaulter? Oh, well, I don't know how you do it. You climb all the way up on that thin little stick. I'd be scared to death.
Shh.
Well, I was just making some lemonade. Would you like some?
Oh, yes, ma'am. That'd be swell.
Good. Oh, Mary, why don't you turn on the hi-fi? I'll bet George likes music.
Oh, sure thing.
I could tell you did by just looking at you.
Boy, she's great, isn't she?
Mom, she's a doll.
No kidding, you're awfully lucky to have a mother like that.
Yes, we're all very fond of her.
You know, if I didn't know who she was, I'd say she was your sister.
Oh, well, I was born very young, and, well, in fact, I was only a baby.
Feel like dancing?
Hmm?
I said, do you feel like dancing?
Oh, no, I think I'll just have some lemonade. Then I better be going.
Oh, I'm the one who's going. You stay and dance.
But I don't know how to dance.
Don't know how?
No, I took a girl to a dance last year. And it was just terrible. My buddy said I looked like a one-man elephant stampede.
Does that mean you're giving up dancing forever?
Oh, no, maybe someday I'll take some lessons.
Well, how about today? We just happen to have here the best dancing teacher in town.
Mm-hmm. But I will be glad to teach you if I can.
Of course you can. Now, you must have good coordination or you wouldn't be a star athlete, would you? Now, we start with this music. It's a foxtrot and it's very simple.
Oh, it better be.
All right, now take a firm hold. That's right. Now remember, you lead and she follows.
How can she tell what I'm going to do?
Oh, she knows.
But I don't even know myself.
Go ahead, try. Ouch! Oh!
Oh, gosh, I told you. You might as well teach a cow how to fly. Oh, I'm awfully sorry.
That's all right. I didn't really need this foot anyway.
I better clear out before I cripple her for life.
George.
Yes, ma'am?
Come back here. Now, you only think you're awkward. I know you're not, and I'm going to prove it to you. That's it. Now listen to the music. Head up. Don't look at your feet. That's it. Now just relax and let yourself feel the rhythm. That's right.
Well, now you're getting it. That's wonderful.
Yeah, man. First time I ever saw a flying cow.
If you think I look silly, take a look in there.
Charm school in session? Don't mind me. Carry on.
We were just teaching George how to dance.
We were?
Well, Mary hurt her foot, and I was just filling in for her.
In case you don't know it, sir, your wife is just terrific.
I've suspected that for some time.
I think that's enough instruction for today.
You mean I can come back again tomorrow?
Well, sure. The more practice you get, the more you'll surprise your friends.
When you go to a dance, she means.
Well, yeah. See you tomorrow. Bye, sir. Bye.
Bye.
So long, Mary.
Bye.
Well, all set for Friday night?
No. Oh, what's wrong with him, Mother? All I know is he's mighty slow to take a hint.
Or maybe he's allergic to charm. Or let's put it this way. Considering the tactics you used, you're both getting your just desserts. A big slice of humble pie.
Oh, excuse me. You want to go with me to the varsity prom?
Well, sure, that would be real nice.
Okay, then it's a date.
Did it, Mother? We did it!
What did I tell you? Just a little charm. Oh, you'll find the humble pie in the refrigerator right next to the sour grapes.
You've got to hear this.
What?
Your sugar lump raving to his pals about you.
Betty, you're kidding.
Beautiful, intelligent, a good listener.
I don't believe it.
He's been over every afternoon this week, hasn't he?
Yes.
Well, come on. Come on.
Hey, maybe he sings the way he dances.
Maybe he can whistle through his teeth. How'd you like a mouthful of teeth, huh? Please.
George, please don't leave me, George. I'm a good listener, too.
You tell me your dreams. I'll tell you mine.
Oh, get lost, fellas. Oh, hi.
Oh, hello, George.
Did you hear what those clowns said?
Oh, I'm afraid we did.
We were just accidentally standing here.
But I don't mind what they say about me.
Okay, but when they talk about your mother, I...
My mother?
Yeah.
See you, kid. Call you later.
Gosh, what's she in such a rush about?
I really couldn't say.
Say, do you suppose your mother'd mind if I came over again today?
I don't suppose so, George.
Okay, then it's the same time, huh?
Oh, good.
shopping. If you promise not to say anything, I'll show you what I bought Mary.
She's been having a convulsion.
What about?
I don't know. I think she wants to talk to you.
Do you think she'll like it?
Well, if she doesn't, you can always take it back and buy me something.
Mother!
Oh, dear.
Is that you? Go keep her out of here. I want this to be a surprise.
I'll hit her off at the pass.
Was that mother I heard come in?
Which mother, yours or mine?
Babble, answer my question.
Well, I don't think I like your tone of voice.
Oh, if you think you're being funny, Who is it?
Georgie Purge, the flying cow.
Oh, tell... Let him in.
Howdy, stranger. Where you been keeping yourself since yesterday?
Hello, Jeff. Mary.
Hello.
Oh, how do you do, Miss Stone? You're looking very well.
So are you. I like your jacket.
Well, thank you. I decided it wasn't such a good idea to call on a girl looking like an oaf. And, you know, since I started coming here, I've changed my ideas about a lot of things.
Well, now, isn't it lucky you carried those books home for Mary?
Oh, it sure was, and I brought this to say, oh, gosh, thanks for everything. Sure been swell.
Well, how nice of you to bring something for the whole family.
Well, sure.
And on behalf of everybody, I thank you. If you like some, just help yourself.
Don't mind if I do.
Oh, excuse us.
Oh, Miss Stone, do you mind if I ask you something?
No.
Well, remember yesterday we were talking about my schoolwork? Well, I was wondering, do you think I'm spending too much time in athletics?
Well, Georgia, I really wouldn't know.
Well, gosh, I want to do something important with my life. You know, something to help humanity.
Well, now, that's a noble ambition, but...
Well, you used to be a nurse, and you know the score, and you're also good at analyzing people. Do you think I'd make a good doctor?
Well, George, why don't you ask my father? You know, he happens to be a doctor.
Oh, some nurses know a lot more than some doctors.
And some nurses don't. They not only don't know the score, they don't know who's playing. Mary. And you're nothing but a silly adolescent. And another thing, I'm not going to that dance tomorrow night.
Hello, Mary. How are you? Hello, darling. I had to go over to see Mrs. Irving, so... What is this, a track meet? Hello, George.
Huh? Oh, goodbye, sir.
Would you please explain that tirade? Just because he brought me a box of candy.
Mother, would you leave me alone, please?
But there's no reason for you to carry on like this.
Oh, no. How can I compete with you?
Compete?
Well, your face is always perfect. Your hair is always combed. Well, the way you dress...
You're not talking sense.
Oh, you should have heard him in the library. All about you and your charm. Mother, he's mad about you.
Why, that's ridiculous. Alex, you talk to her.
Okay. Here. Have a good cry and you'll feel better.
You're a big help. Why didn't you say something?
For instance?
Well, that it's perfectly absurd to think a boy of 15...
Yes?
Well, you know. It isn't possible. Is it?
Well, for a boy of 15 to get a crush on a beautiful, charming woman who teaches him how to dance, flatters him, makes him feel twice his age, it's possible.
Am I a dope?
No, you're not. You just have too much charm for your own good.
But what am I going to do?
Don't ask me. That's out of my department.
Hello? Oh, yes, Betty. She is, but I don't think she feels much like talking.
Wait till I see George tomorrow. I'll chop him to bits.
No, you better not say anything. Betty, wait. There is something you can say. After school, tell George that Mary wants him to come here. Never mind whether it's true or not. I worry about that. About 4:30. All right. Goodbye. right, let him in. Now, you go upstairs and tell Mary to wash her face and put on some lipstick and be down here in 5 minutes. Tell her that's an order.
What you doing?
Don't ask any questions. Just do as you're told.
Again.
I got a message that Mary wanted to see me. Didn't she tell you?
It's a rare day around here when anybody tells me anything. Mary! Mary! I'm so sick and tired of housework I could scream. Washing and ironing and scrubbing the floors and cooking the meals and doing the dishes. What thanks do I get? None. Well, I'll just run over this carpet if Mary gets down.
Is she sore because I brought you that box of candy?
I haven't got time to worry about her tantrums. All she ever thinks about is herself.
Oh, pardon me, but that's not true. She's the nicest girl I know. And if she hadn't helped me with my score, I'd be ineligible for basketball.
I thought you were going to give up basketball to save humanity.
I'm not so sure humanity is worth saving.
You kids are all alike. You never know what you want. Always have to be told what to do. Oh.
What's the matter?
My back. It's killing me. Well, when you get my age, you just can't take it anymore. Here, there's the back door. It's always something. The front door, the back door. Endless.
Oh, the reason I... Oh, excuse me.
Well, what were you going to say?
Oh, it's about tonight. I have the tickets and... Why are you sore at me?
Well, I'm not sore at you. Not after those nice things you just said about me.
Oh, gosh. I meant it, too. Every word. Your mother's in an awful bad mood. Is she like that very often?
Only when her back troubles her.
Which is never.
And her face was dirty, and she had this horrible rag tied around her head, and an old torn apron on. You were a mess, weren't you, Mom?
Well, sometimes you have to fight fire with fire.
Yeah, but the question is, what...
He's here, Mary.
Coming.
The question is, what will he think when he sees you now?
Oh, you don't need to worry about that.
Oh, look. Jeepers.
You too.
Well, now the vote of confidence is in. Off you go. Have fun.
Bye-bye. Wait a minute, George. I just hope you appreciate what a wonderful woman you married. Bye.
Bye.
No, don't say anything.
I was just going to second the motion.
Me too. You may be old and worn out, but you still look good to me.
If you're not too old and worn out, may I have this dance?
I'd be charmed.